The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, folks, you can check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Folks, opposition. You hear during the intro every day on this radio program. I was told not to rock the boat. Listen, I'm a boat rocker. Well, what exactly did Vernon John mean? He was the predecessor. He was the breaker. He was the prophet of God that actually went forth to break open the way before the civil rights movement and before MLK Jr. came out onto the scene. He was the one that said he came to bring about change. But the way to bring about change is you're going to have to rock the boat. There's no other way. And your enemy is using the tactic against the righteous, friends. Opposition. It's a bad sign for the Christianity of the day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog together comfortably, you may be sure that there's something wrong. The world is not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful to God and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as they ever did. It is the church that has altered, not the world. And isn't it interesting, friends, when we talk about reproof, correction, and or instructions in righteousness, which is given by the inspiration of God, that doctrine in the book of Timothy, isn't it interesting how people try to separate law and truth and reproof and correction away from love? No, you do it because you love. That's why you do it. So let's put two and two together. That quote was from Catherine Booth, the wife of William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army. The founder of the Salvation Army was the one that was responsible for saying that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. You just are going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do today to get in trouble, friends, is just simply tell the truth. And that's exactly what we do on this radio show every single day of the week, like it or not. And why is that? Because it's better to be divided by the truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. Let me tell you something, friends. It's not love and it's not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. It's better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It's impossible to find anyone in the Bible who has ever had power with God who did not have enemies and was not hated. And rest assured, if you don't have enemies, friends, you can rest assured it's because you're not doing the right thing. Matter of fact, case in point, interestingly enough, before I'll even have a conversation with anybody, before I'll even partake and converse with anybody, I'll do a Google search on them. And if I don't see that individual being opposed by the enemies in this world, I don't have any time with them, because how can two walk together unless they be agreed? That individual does not understand the power of God unto salvation, because that person doesn't bear his cross. It's that simple. So it's better to be hated for telling the truth. It's better to be loved for telling than to be loved for telling a lie. It's impossible to find anyone, friends, in the Bible who has power with God, who did not have enemies and was not hated. Because at length, it's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with the multitude. It's better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with the lie. There's only one gospel, and Paul said in the book of Galatians, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Friends, one question for those professed Christians that just still don't quite understand. Why was it that 11 of the 12 apostles were martyred? Why was Jesus Christ martyred? Because he told us in John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And if you go over to the book into the Old Testament, in the book of Psalm, chapter 109, you'll find King David saying the same thing, that he was hated for his love. And why is that? Because when we go over to the famous chapter in 1 Corinthians 13, love and charity rejoiceth in truth and not in lawlessness, right? So as long as we got that straight, that's all I care about. I really don't care about anything outside of who we are and what it is that we're called to do, friends, in this country. I care about the truth because, you know, if it divides, let it divide. Remember, it was Jesus that said, I didn't come to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword. And rest assured that truth divides. It divides holiness from unholiness, righteousness from unrighteousness. It divides light from darkness, friends, and it's a good thing, but we need to walk in the light. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, friends, I want to get to some things today that you might not be made aware of. Matter of fact, it's interesting how many emails I'm starting to get from resources across the country, because the state-controlled media will not highlight the importance of some of the topics that I'm going to share with you today. I also want to let you know, friends, what we're going to do is we're going to get over to the AK-47. I'm going to give you a parable. I think you're going to understand completely what I'm saying here, because what the American people need to understand is that we can see clearly concerning the politicians today that are in front of our faces, America, in the present. They're not the type that you can help. I want you to listen carefully. We can see clearly that the types of politicians that are in front of our face today, they are not the type that you can help. They are the type that must be legally stopped. And furthermore, I brought this up yesterday, but I didn't highlight it, and I'm going to do it for you right now. You need to understand, America, that again, that it's the law that makes the king in this country. It's the law that makes the king, not the other way around. It's not the king that makes the law. See, we're told by William Penn, men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. So let me ask you something. Who are the men that are ruled by God? Well, they understand that they're ruled by law because God is the king. You see what I'm saying here? And we need to make clear that you understand that so we can move on to the next point. And again, it has been said that the king himself should not be under a man, but under God in his law, Deuteronomy 17:18. That is because the law makes the king, for there is no king who governs out from under law. Oh, I love that. That is great stuff. Hey, folks, when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to get to some of these corrupt politicians. Corrupt politicians, friends, that cannot be helped. They must legally be stopped. We're going to go over to Harry Reid, because did you know, friends, Harry Reid's plotting to go underneath and behind your backs to sell federal land, a federal land grab near Bundy Ranch.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Well, just to give you a little bit of a heads up here, friends, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, please do so. Just to give you a real quick update here, attorney files for Cliven Bundy to be released, claims government afraid of losing to political prisoners in jury trial. Folks, again, do understand that we have a whole mess of patriots in federal custody right now in Oregon that are being held for protesting the likes of the Harry Reids and the likes of the Clintons for selling their land off to not only the Russians, friends, but also to the Chinese. Harry Reid's doing business with the Chinese, friends. Clinton's doing business with the Russians. So there you have it. We're going to highlight both of these in just a couple of minutes here, friends. Harry Reid plots federal land grab near Bundy Ranch. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid from Nevada is reportedly hoping the federal government, specifically President Barack Hussein Obama's administration, will grab a stretch of land in southern Nevada near the infamous Bundy Ranch, now that many in the Bundy group are in federal custody. They don't want to be exposed, friends. And so I want you to understand the importance and the significance of what we're talking about today. The reason that the president hasn't had an opportunity to look at that very closely is that where the Bundy family raised and protested in such a fashion as they did, now most of them are in jail, so maybe we can move forward on that, Reid said, according to a Nevada political observer, John Ralston. Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, his sons Amon and Ryan, and several supporters are facing federal charges stemming from two standoffs with the federal government, by the way, who are illegally selling off their land to the Chinese and to the Russians, uranium ore. In the first standoff, the Bundy family used the support of several militia groups, which they have a right to do, to prevent the federal government from seizing cattle to help pay a debt of nearly $1 million in unpaid grazing fees. The government's going after the Bundys for grazing fees. Huh. Emboldened after stopping the feds from seizing the cattle in Nevada, a group led by Amon Bundy took over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. That standoff ended with the death and murder of Lavoy Finnegan by federal agents and the arrest of both Amon and Ryan Bundy. Cliven Bundy was arrested soon after in the Portland airport while trying to join the Oregon occupation. Senator Reed, the mob stooge himself, appears to be attacking the Bundy family and their supporters, who he previously called domestic, violent, terrorist wannabes, while adding to his legacy. Did you hear what I just said, friends? Senator Reed, who's committing the act of treason with the Chinese by stealing away the Bundy's land to sell off their land to the Chinese illegally, friends, called those that protested federal government domestic, violent, terrorist wannabes. Did you hear what I said? The definition, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, concerning the word terrorist is what? Government by intimidation. See what they do? They're the accuser of the brethren. And through, again, totalitarian methods, what are they doing? They're accusing the innocent of the crimes that they themselves are perpetuating. You know what's interesting, friends, is last week I highlighted that 29 members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 of them that have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 of those that represent we the people have bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have been arrested for assault. 71 have credit reports so bad that they can't even qualify for a credit card. Yet you're allowing them to run your country into the ground. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 are current defendants in lawsuits. 84 were stopped for drunk driving. But they were released after they claimed congressional immunity. In other words, they felt that they were above the law. Hey, friends, just yesterday someone started to circulate a video of a cop that was busted in Minnesota here. He failed miserably the drinking while driving intoxicated test majorly. He had twice the legal limit, and he was driving. He was on the highway driving. He got pulled over by the cops. As he got pulled over by the cops, they were going to arrest him. They said, you know what, you failed the test. We have to incarcerate you. Turn around. They put the handcuffs on him. They put him in back of the squad car. They took out his wallet. They found out he was a cop. They took the handcuffs off the police officer that was drinking while intoxicated. And they told him to, on video, friends, this was an expose through the media in Minnesota, and I praise God for it. Once the cops found out that he was another police officer in a local precinct here in the state of Minnesota, they told him to get one of his buddies to come pick him up. I want you to know that I posted this. Do you understand what I'm talking about, friends? They feel that they're above the law. The law doesn't apply to them that serve we the people. Friends, all the more, they're there to protect and to serve no matter what capacity they're in. But for some reason, when they violate that law, like a cop, like a politician, like a judge, like a president, friends, for some reason, they feel that it just doesn't apply to them. That's what puts them in the demigod position, friends. And I've seen it with my own eyes. I posted it this morning. I want you to just listen, friends, just to a couple responses. This idiot, after I posted this, exposing the cop that failed the test, who was drunk 2 times the legal limit, who the other cops, when they found out he was a cop, they let him go. The law didn't apply to them. They look out for each other. This guy says, well, he wasn't driving, get that? He didn't want to kill anyone, so he pulled over and was sitting in a parked car. Maybe you fools would be happier if some Black Lives Matter dude had killed all the cops in the video. That would be my guess. What an absolute fool. What an absolute fool, friends. Justifying a drunk cop. A smart individual got behind him and understood what I'm trying to share with the American people 24/7 on this radio show. Your wife is coming home and is killed by a drunk driver. Doesn't really matter whether he's a cop, soldier, or priest. Your wife is dead. It just takes one time. The point is, he's not above the law, and he should be prosecuted for his crimes. Going back to Harry Reid and the Clintons for committing the act of treason by selling off the land of the protesters out there in Oregon and in Nevada. What's the difference? What's the difference, friends? Those that are violating the law need to be prosecuted regardless of who they are, because, again, we're all ruled by the law. We're all ruled. That law is applicable unto each and every single one of us. And that's why I'm telling you, friends, we can see clearly that these types, they're not the type that you can help. They're the type that must be legally stopped. And until you set that precedent, you encourage them to do it again and again and again and again. And that's why I'm going to talk about the AK-47. The king himself should not be under a man, but under God and his law. Deuteronomy 17:18. Again, just for new listeners, that's why those that serve we the people put their hand on the Bible and they swear to God and man that they will uphold the law, the Constitution, the enumerated laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means here at home as well. Friends, the law makes the king, for there is no king who governs out from under the law. In America, heaven and the Constitution are the law. End of story. Period. I could put an exclamation point there if you want me to. But America, why is it those that serve we the people feel that there's some congressional immunity that the law doesn't apply to them when they commit the act of perpetuating the crime against we the people? I just highlighted Harry Reid. He's illegally doing business with the Chinese, selling off, attempting to sell off Bundy Ranch and their lands by bringing forth some trumped up charges saying, hey, what about grazing fees? Wait, I didn't know the government had a hand in that. I didn't know that it was the government's business to come in and say, you better pay for those cows feeding on our land. I didn't know that that was their position. I can't find that constitutionally, friends. But again, if you didn't know the difference, they're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with. America, why are you doing your best to ignore what's going on with the Bundys? Why are you doing your best to just overlook Lavoie Finicum and the federal government murdering him down on the backside of a desolate highway somewhere? Because if you really believe what they were doing was right, which you know that they are, I'm going to make my point.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I was saying right before the break, friends, and I want to tell you, I get really frustrated on the way out, coming up to a break, how I will get a thought, and then I'll get broken off right in the middle of my thought. Folks, do you realize what's going on with the Bundy Ranch family, the Bundys, LaVoy Finnegan, why those protesters were out there? Do you not understand the federal government is protecting the likes of Harry Reid from the act of treason with the Chinese? They're protecting the likes of Hillary Clinton in the act of treason with the Russians selling uranium ore from under these ranchers. And they're creating, well, they're actually bringing forth trumped up charges, friends. They're creating crimes out of thin air. They're scared to death that you're going to get involved with what's going on out there. How is it that the American people are not taking to heart that patriots are sitting in prison right now while the federal government is committing crimes? You're advocating the fact that what you reinforce America to those that sit by and do nothing. You reinforce their position that they are above the law by allowing them to violate that law. Hey, America, war is the rule of force. That's what you're seeing today. Peace is the rule of law. The reason that we're in a state of continual warfare in this country is because the people have, at large, allowed a small group of people to rule through force rather than via the law. Therefore, there will be no peace, and yes, things will get worse. Things will get worse. Diversion, diversion, diversion. What do you mean? Folks, did you hear about the AK-47 that was used recently to kill 50 people? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed this week by an AK-47. Hey, folks, did you know that Obama's term as board chair of the Chicago Anberg's challenge in the mid-1990s, where he and his colleague, unrepentant terrorist William Ayers, misused over $300 million in private donations meant to improve the education of minorities? Instead of spending the money on traditional learning programs, Obama and Ayers directed the funds to local community activists the way that he is today, who wasted it on trying to radicalize the students. An official review of the program found that it was a complete and utter failure. Where did that $300 million go? This is the President of the United States of America. Hey, folks, did you know that the AK-47 was originated in the Soviet Union? Did you know that the service history of the AK-47 has been since 1949 to the present? Did you know that the designer of the AK-47 was Mikhail Kulashnikov? And designed in 1946 up until 1948? Hey, folks, did you hear about the AK-47 and that it was used to kill 50 people this week? Folks, people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. Hey, friends, I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47 this week. Did you know that? Hey, folks, did you know that Hillary Clinton turns the IRS, along with Bill Clinton, turned the IRS into the Gestapo to use it against their political adversaries. You knew that, right? And Barack Hussein Obama followed in close pursuit, right? You know that the Clintons looted the White House, right? You knew that, right? You knew of Filegate, the FBI files on the GOP enemies, how they targeted them, polarized them, and harassed them. You did know about Hillary Clinton's Muslim Brotherhood princess, right? Hey, folks, did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK. I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47 this week. Did you know that the AK-47 was manufactured by Ishmash and various companies, including Norenko, and produced in 1949 to 1959. The number of AK-47s built were 75 to 100 million AK-47s. Did you know that? Did you know that the weight of the AK-47 without the magazine is 3.47 kilograms? That's 7.7 pounds. Did you know that? Did you also know concerning the AK-47 empty, that was 43 kilograms, that is 0.95 pounds. That is an earlier issue of 0.33 kilograms, that is 0.73 pounds, to 0.25 kilograms, that is to be 0.55 pounds, that is the light alloy that's used. But friends, did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? It was terrible. 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. Did you know that? Did you know corrupt Democratic Senator Harry Reid of Nevada is working with the Chinese government to take away land from hardworking Americans with the use of the BLM? Did you know that Harry Reid is committing the act of treason with the Chinese by stealing away the Bundy Ranch and their land? By accusing them of trumped up charges, grazing fees, friends, which was to the equivalent of more than $1 million. In other words, a number they knew that they couldn't afford to pay back. And because they didn't leave their land, which was grandfathered in, folks, the government needed that land enough to get the American people, with the use of the state-controlled narrative, to demonize that family. Did you know that? And it's the same thing going on out in Oregon right now. But you already knew that, right, friends? I just wanted to make sure you already knew that. But did you hear about all of the crimes that Harry Reid has committed against we the people with the Chinese? Did you hear about all of the crimes that Barack Hussein Obama has committed against we the people? But you already knew that, America. Did you hear about all of the crimes that Hillary Clinton has committed with the Russians against we the people because they need our land so they can finance their presidential campaign? Did you know that, America? I know you knew that. Hey, folks, did you know that the length of the AK-47 with a fixed wooden stock is 880 millimeters, which is 35 inches? 875 millimeters, that is with the folding stock extended. The barrel's length of the AK-47 is 415 millimeters, which is 16.3 inches. I mean, anybody that knows anything about the AK-47, you already knew that. Anybody that's in this country already understands the crimes of the politicians on a daily basis, because you're being inundated with the crimes of the politicians, because the conservatives and the professed Christians are praising the works of the wicked rather than praising God and obeying Him. Did you know that the cartridge of the AK-47 is 7.62 times 39 millimeters? The action gas operated rotating bolt rate of fire, the muzzle velocity is 715 millimeters, which is 2,350 feet. Did you know that the cyclic rate of fire is 600 rounds per minute? For the AK-47, the practical rate of fire is semi-auto 40 rounds per minute. Full automatic, 100 rounds per minute. Did you know that the AK-47, the effective firing range for the AK-47 is 350 millimeters? That's 380 yards. I'm just going off the stats, friends, right in front of my face right now. Do you see the crimes of the politicians, friends? Do you see, I'm highlighting the stats concerning everything from end to end concerning the AK-47. Did you see and hear that I'm highlighting that the AK-47 was used recently to kill 50 people? 50 people are again slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed with the use of an AK-47, America. Is anybody out there tracking with me? The American people know the crimes of the politician and the politicians in great specificity because they're magnified on a 24/7 basis. As I said a couple minutes ago, you're inundated with the crimes of the politicians. Isn't it interesting that when an AK-47 is used in a crime, they point the finger at the gun? Did you notice that when the conservatives highlight the crime, or the alleged crime, they'll say, of politicians, they won't point the finger at the politician. They'll go into great specifics and specificity concerning the crimes that they committed, but they won't point the finger at the person that pulled the trigger. They won't hold the person accountable that's committing the crime. Unless it's an AK-47, then they'll blame the gun. But when it's a politician, they'll blame everybody but the politician. What's your point? Well, the point is obvious. In America, again, we've been so conditioned and diverted to highlight the weapons and even going into great specificity of the weapons used that they're simply overlooking the very ones that are making the choice to commit the crime by pulling the trigger. Hey, folks, when I'm highlighting Barack Hussein Obama's crimes, he's the one responsible for pulling the trigger. How come you're not dealing with him? Hey, folks, when I'm talking about the crimes against the Bundys in Nevada, and the crimes against the likes of LaVoy Finicum, who was murdered by the federal government in Oregon, along with Pete Santilli and others that are in jail right now. They're in federal custody for protesting crime, in which you should be protesting 24/7. What do? They call the innocent and the patriots, they call them terrorists. In America, you let this lay. You let this go. The role is completely backwards here. Going over to the Clintons, you know all the crimes that the Clintons have committed since the 90s. Folks, it proceeded way before them taking office, their crimes against we the people. Major crimes. You know all the players, you know all the bad people that are committing the crimes, but it's interesting how when it comes to the AK-47, I'm just using this as a parallel, everybody wants to blame the gun instead of the person pulling the trigger. Hey, folks, I'm going to the politicians. I'm taking it a step further. I'm showing you who's pulling the trigger. Now it's time for you to respond. Let's quit highlighting all the crimes that are committed, and let's magnify judgment against the one that's been pulling the trigger. It's that simple. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm talking about how, well, actually I'm giving you the specifics concerning the AK-47, friends, and highlighting the AK-47, and then I highlighted the fact that, did you hear about the AK-47 that's responsible for killing 50 people this week? And this is exactly how the American people have been conditioned to deal with their politicians. Instead of going after the person that pulled the trigger, the politician that's actually committing the crime, the conservatives and the professed Christians are highlighting the crimes. That is called praising the wicked, friends. I started the show off with the police officer that was busted in Minnesota here. 2 times the legal limit, drinking and driving. He could have slaughtered someone's family on the street, friends. The cop pulls him over. They arrested him. They pulled out his wallet. They found out he was a cop. They took his handcuffs off. And they had one of his friends come pick him up because they're just looking out for each other. If that had been me or you, friends, you know what that would have cost you? About $10,000. And by the way, God forbid that you should be drinking anyways. But isn't it interesting how that law applies to us? The little peasants, but to them, for some reason, and I'm talking about corrupt ones, I got a lot of friends that are cops. And good cops are going to be angry with what these bad cops did as well, by the way. But the fact of the matter is, friends, what, do they have some sort of congressional immunity? I've highlighted Hillary Clinton, her crimes. I've highlighted Harry Reid in his crimes. I went into great specificity, friends. I went to Barack Hussein Obama. And again, friends, going back to the conservatives, what are they doing? They're talking about, did you hear about what Barack Hussein Obama did? Did you hear what Hillary Clinton did? This is like the number 2000, this is the 2000 time that the president has done this, literally, friends, transgressed the Constitution of the United States of America. This is what they do. They go around the issue. They leave off responsibility, and they just highlight the crime of the politician that they complain about. I mean, this is just to the point of being sick. To the core. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? Yeah, but what about the person that committed the crime that pulled the trigger, right? We do everything but that. Folks, Harry Reid is guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, and you know it. He's committing the act of treason with the Chinese, and you know it. Hillary Clinton is committing the act of treason, folks, with the Russians. By selling those patriots that are protesting the federal government from the crimes against we the people that are trying to steal away their land. What would you do if it was your land? Wouldn't you want someone to be on the radio blowing the trumpet for you? Yes, you would. And you would expect others to respond in love, to call and help, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's love, friends. That's love. And what is the fulfilling of the law? That's love. We look out for each other. We got some brothers in trouble in Oregon. We got them in trouble in Nevada right now, friends. The federal government stands guilty as charged, and you know it. They're the ones pulling the trigger. And in Oregon, literally, that's what they did, is pulled the trigger when they murdered Lavoie Finicum. Do you think that doesn't apply to you? Do you think that they're not emboldened that if they get away with it here, they're going to go ahead and do it again? And some other innocent bystander is going to get his land ripped off too? And maybe even murdered if he stands up to the federal government? With the help of the attorneys who should know better in this country? My goodness, friends, wake up! Quit blaming the gun. Go to the person pulling the trigger. Quit blaming the crime of the politician. Go to the politician that's pulling the trigger, per se, that's committing the crime. Did you hear about the AK-47? Did you hear about Barack Hussein Obama? Did you see what he did today? Did you see who he is entertaining in the White House today? Did you hear about Hillary Clinton? Did you see another one of her treasonous acts with the Russians? Did you hear about the AK-47? It killed 50 people? Yeah, go to the person that pulled the trigger. Hello. And isn't it interesting, the people that I highlight right now that are trying to disarm you, they blame the AK-47, and they're sure to get the person that pulled the trigger. They're using the law, friends, the way that you should be using it against them. Come on. You know, but I know we go into the church today in America, and, you know, the church is teaching them the same thing, you know. You know, God's not angry with the sinner. He's just angry with the sin. Really? When a crime is committed with a gun, does the gun get thrown into jail? Or the person that pulled the trigger, does he go to jail? When the person that commits the act of sin, which is a transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4 and Exodus 20, when he commits that act, he chooses to sin against God. When he ends up in, when it's judgment day, who goes to hell? The sin or the person that committed the act of sin? Think! What is hell for? It's for those that choose to go on their sinful lifestyle. Jesus said, he who committeth sin will die in his sin. That means that's what hell is for. They're to the unrepentant. And I preach the fear of God here, not the fear of hell. But hell is the consequence of our unrepented sin. But again, we go to the church, you know, God's not angry at the sin. He's at the sinner. He's just angry at the sin. Wow, what you have fed on, America, over the last 7 years. So God is not merely angry against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Of course he's angry at the sinner himself. That's why the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Not upon the sin, but the sinner. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6, Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Everything you do in life is a choice. What is a sinner? Again, he who transgresses God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. Folks, some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry with the sin, yet not the sinner. He hates the theft, but loves the thief. He abhors adultery, but he's pleased with the adulterer. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9, friends. Scripture stands in contradiction of what you're being told. This is supreme nonsense, to say the least. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself. It grieves and displeases him that as a rational moral agent under God's government, that he should array himself against his God and Father. And against all that is right and just in the universe. Folks, the sinner himself is the direct and only object of God's anger. So the Bible shows God is angry with the wicked every day, not with the abstract sin. The Bible tells us the wicked, if they turn not, God will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready, not to shoot the sin, however, but the sinner. Because the wicked man, wicked means defined, friends, those that know to do right but choose to do wrong. The wicked man who has done the abominable thing, this is the only doctrine of evil, either the Bible or of common sense on the subject. So the answer to America's dilemma concerning corruption within government first starts within the church. Read 1 Peter 4:17. Judgment begins in the house of God. As individuals repenting towards a just and a holy God for transgressing his moral law, ending up at the cross of Christ where the law can do no more, Galatians 3:24, where you put your faith in Christ and read your Bible daily. Hey, folks, I hope I was clear as to what I was explaining to you today. Quit highlighting the crimes of these politicians. Start magnifying the law against their crimes, the way that they are unjustly and tyrannically doing it to innocent people in Nevada and in Oregon. And take responsibility and look out for your brothers and your sisters, friends. That is the fulfilling of the law. And by the way, it's called love.
That's right. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is bringing forth to you on a 24/7 basis, is the true love of God, which uncovers sin and speaks the truth. We want to have you join and be a part of getting this message across the nation. Join people such as Paul and Rose Wilson from Phelps, New York. They sent in their donation in support of our ministry with a little note saying, thank you for being warriors for Christ. We see people across America who are being encouraged, who are being convicted, who are saying, listen, this is something that needs to get out there, this message. Join people such as Tom from California, who said this: last month, the Bakersfield Tea Party was honored to have as its guest speaker Mr. Bradley Dean. As the chair of the meeting, I was unable to break into Bradley's talk to wind it up as we had gone over schedule. Surprise, surprise. But he said, not only that, but I was unable to get in a word edgewise, and I didn't want to. His talk was so educational, informative, and inspiring. But most importantly, neither did any of our members in the packed house want him to stop as I watched their faces glued to Mr. Dean. Be a part of making this a success across America by bringing forth the truth to those who need it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, folks, don't forget about Mitch McConnell. 90 pounds of cocaine was seized aboard his ship. I know the state-controlled media didn't tell you that, but I am. Deal with the one that pulled the trigger. Love ya.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.